awfully, you don't actually even give a thought to where it's coming from. You just accept the fact that he needs it, and without it, he's going to die. It's not until afterwards and you realise he wouldn't be here without it. He wouldn't have got through what he did without the help from people that give their blood. Several of my friends and people that followed Oakley's story, even needle-phobic people, have actually joined and given blood on his behalf. So I need to thank those as well. I know for a fact that over just our Stevens Johnson's community worldwide, there's been hundreds of thousands of units of blood. And that's just one health issue that receives blood. We feel that we need to be able to give back a little bit of the support that we were given. Without the blood, Oakley wouldn't be here. We would have lost a son, his brother would have lost his soulmate, his sisters have lost their cheeky little chap. Bite the bullet, go out, go and do it. Walk into the hall, book your session, get over that fear. Please, because without your blood, people will die. The first time I ever gave blood, I was scared. But once you've done it once, you think, what was all that fuss about? What really was I scared of? Then when you realise just what your blood can do for a family, you get over that hurdle. We need new people. We need blood of every group to be in the reserve banks. There's accidents, unfortunate accidents, that happen every single day. Those people need blood.